Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Joe Orsilac. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Sheets. Batting sixth. The DH, Jim Traber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Ken Gerhart. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Jay Tibbs. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ron Washington. Batting second. The DH, Terry Francona. Batting third. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting ninth. The catcher, Chris Bando. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Joe Orsilac batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Orsilac hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Orsilac reaches second base with a double. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Orsilac scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to second. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Murray for the out. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Sheets takes first base on ball four. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Traber strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Washington batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Francona hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Sheets. Francona reaches second base with a double. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Franco hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Orsilac. Franco reaches second base with a double. Francona scores. It's Orioles, 1, Indians, 1. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Orsilac settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Shue is hit by the pitch. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Shug. The throw from Bando and he is out, Washington applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Upshaw hits a line drive into right field. Orsolak picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Orsolak. Upshaw moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shug fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Bando strikes out. 2 outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into right field. Orsolak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsolak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Orsolak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Orsolak hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0-for-1 in the game. Ripken takes first base on ball 4. Orsolak moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Orsolak moves to third. Ripken moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. Orsolak scores. Ripken moves to third. Murray moves to second. 2 outs. It's Orioles, 2, Indians, 2. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Traber is 0-for-1 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shug fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kennedy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. There goes Franco. The throw from Kennedy and he is out, Ripken applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Kennedy is 0-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Shue is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shue hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Gerhart is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Gerhart is 0-1 in the game. Gerhart strikes out. Two outs. Joe Orsolak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Orsolak is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsolak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hall is 0-1 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Snyder is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Upshaw is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Upshaw hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Orsolak. Upshaw reaches second base with a double. Hall moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Jacoby is 0-1 in the game. Jacoby takes first base on ball 4. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 2-0. Bando is 0-1 in the game. Bando hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Hall scores. Upshaw scores. Jacoby moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Washington is 0-2 in the game. Washington hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. There goes Bando trying to get to third. Sheets throws the ball into Shue, who tags Bando for the out. Two outs. It's 5-2, Indians. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 0-1. There goes Washington. The throw from Kennedy and he is safe. Washington steals second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Francona is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Francona hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Washington scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Dave J. Schmidt now pitching. Julio Franco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Franco is 1-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Franco takes first base on ball 4. Francona moves to second. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Carter is 0-2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shue fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 2. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ripken hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Hall. Ripken reaches second base with a double. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Ripken is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Murray is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ripken moves to third. Two outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheets hits a line drive to right field. Snyder throws towards Washington. Washington fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Ripken scores. Sheets moves to second. It's 6-3, Indians. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Traber is 0 for 2 in the game. Traber hits a pop-up towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Upshaw hits a fly ball towards right. Orsulak catches it and throws to second to double up Snyder. Hall tags and scores. Two outs. It's 7-3, Indians. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shue is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Gerhardt batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gerhardt is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerhardt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bando for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Washington is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Francona is 3 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a pop-up towards third. Shue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulak batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsulak is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsulak hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Ripken batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ripken is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. he's got one RBI. Ripken hits a pop-up towards the mound. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 3 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shu juggles the ball. That's an error on Shu. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hall is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Hall hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Snyder strikes out. There goes Carter. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Schmidt fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Traber is 0 for 3 in the game. Traber hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sheets moves to second. Keith Hughes pinch hits for Rick Shu. Doug Jones now pitching. Keith Hughes is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Indians will come to bat. Rene Gonzalez now playing third base. Doug Sisk now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Gerhardt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Bando is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bando takes first base on ball 4. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Sheets settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Francona is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Orioles 3. The Orioles will come to bat. Ken Gerhardt is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gerhardt is 0 for 3 in the game. Gerhardt hits a fly ball into left field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Orsilak is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Orsilak hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripken strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Baltimore Orioles, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.